The great land is bathed in the red light of dusk. Those 7 days have almost passed. Travis, drunk, and worst of all,
it's Mike. Me, Mike. Say it. Say Mike. Me, I'm Mike. I'm here.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Some reason they sold the recipe to KFC. You can get the KFC apple turnovers, the same thing as the old McDonald's apple
pie. Are you still indulging in the fast food on a regular basis, or did after all of the health issues, you're like, oh, I better fucking stop?
Well, it's whatever I can. You know, the thing is, having the gastric bypass, you can't do it like you used to. Like, I used to do it, like, only. Like, I was exclusively a fast food eater.
Right.
And
I believe a passage you said was that you rewarded yourself by passing a McDonald's by going to McDonald's.
Exactly. That would be a good way to that's exactly what I would do.
So drunk, sir. I buy these Nike tennis shoes a while ago, right?
Okay.
Like these shoes a lot. They felt really good because, you know, the bottom of them.
Memory foam.
You know, it was air. They were Air Max shoes.
Okay.
And so like you were walking on them, and it was just like you were walking on air, right? They had a little bounce to them. It was nice. Anyway, popped the air pocket on one of the shoes.
Uh-huh.
Made the shoe feel real bad.
Okay.
And so I thought, oh, well, can't wear these shoes anymore. But I got into it the other day trying to fix my shoe. Watched some YouTube videos trying to patch the shoe and put air in it. But every time I patch the shoe, I have to put a new hole in the air pocket to pump air into it.
Uh-huh.
And then I glue the old hole. And I gotta put my finger over it real quick to try to keep the air in it.
Okay.
It's proven difficult.
May I ask you a question?
What?
Where did you purchase said shoes?
I bought them at Ross Dress for Less.
That means they're counterfeit.
What do you mean counterfeit? Okay. Welcome to the internet. We'll be on Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Greetings.
We also have Our good friend Travis Hulse, the albino alligator, the king of pranks, the popcorn bitch, old hustling Hulse.
I agree. They're counterfeit.
No. The Ross Dress for Less does not have counterfeit products. They have like stuff
discounted merchandise.
Yeah,
in
like
air quotes
stuff that they couldn't sell at
outlet.
Yeah, it's outlet prices. It's cheaper.
Yeah, counterfeit.
With the Ross Dress for Less.
Counterfeit.
Guys, we have a very special guest. Matt, our good pal Matt is here. Hey, Matt, I can't really say Matt from anything. I'm just going to say our pal Matt. Hi, Matt.
Strange label.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. A little bit later on, we're going to be joined by The Mind Artist. Go to themindartist.com. You want to learn more about The Mind Artist. Ross Dress for Less is not a place for counterfeit merchandise. It is licensed Nike apparel.
I bet you it is not.
No, it is. It's Nike apparel.
Okay.
But it had a hole in the Air Max
pocket. You can go
pocket.
On and believe that.
And once you pop that Air Max pocket.
You know why it popped?
Because
those shoes are counterfeit.
Real goddamn uncomfortable is what happens. It gets real uncomfortable.
I think Drunk's right. I think you bought black market Nike.
I didn't, guys. How's everybody's week been going? Travis, I was alarmed at your text messages last night. Are you okay?
No, because I'm getting really bad audio feedback and I'm hearing myself talk, so everything's not okay.
Travis, are you doing a bit?
No, not at all.
What's been going on? Travis, your audio's been fine for all this time.
Do you hear? Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's... No, I'm not getting it. It's
so,
fine.
So that... yeah. Once I call you out on your bullshit, Travis. What happened was, Matt wanted to test and make sure that, you know, it's been a while since Matt did any podcast.
Well, I'm a professional.
And so we were trying to get Matt and Travis to be about the same level because they're, you know, they're on the same channel. Mm. And Travis was loud and Matt was not loud. No. And so Travis was trying to troubleshoot how he could make himself a little bit quieter. And he actually unplugged his microphone and it still worked.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yep, yep. It's all really great.
Now, what's really funny is when Travis got the new microphone set up, he unplugged his USB microphone. And we assured him that his audio sounded better once he got rid of the old microphone and switched to this new microphone setup. And I think it does sound better, which is sad because you're gone from using a microphone. I think all this time you've just been talking into the speaker on your laptop.
Built right into the laptop, a better microphone than the USB mic that I used for 3+ years.
So how long have you been talking into the laptop? And we thought that it was your new microphone setup. Has that been
months?
It's been a lot of months, I think.
Yeah, because I started using because you kept talking about how shitty that USB mic sounded, and I went ahead and just plugged this other sweet audio mic that I had in, and then you send me a mix. Yeah, I mean,
it's been
a long time.
The micro, didn't we buy that with mybookie.ag money, like from last football season?
Well, the microphone I had, and then you sent me the MyBookie stuff paid for the components for that mixer that you had, so I could plug that in. So I was able to use this audio mic that I had. But yeah, it's been, oh man. Last fall.
Travis, are you okay?
I don't know. Am I really?
Have you ever been okay?
Travis, we're kind of a mess. I think we're yeah. I think that it's a lot of things. I think we're up in our heads.
Oh yeah, guaranteed.
And I think that it's affecting us in awful ways. Are you getting sleep?
Sleep I get for the most part. Yeah, I think I get decent sleep. I could, when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I haven't slept as much as I should have. But yeah, I sleep.
Now, Travis, our friend Matt here, he's trying to make some changes in his life that maybe we can learn some stuff from. He went vegan.
What? I didn't go vegan. I did just stop eating meat, though.
He went vegan and he's running. Okay. He's doing a whole lot of things. He's trying to better himself. And, you know, I'm mad at him for it a little bit.
Why would you go vegan?
I don't know why he went vegan.
I just stopped eating meat.
People say that's a great thing to do for your body and your well-being, but I just can't give up steak, hamburgers,
listen,
bacon.
I was in that camp for a very long time. I've made fun of all of my friends who've ever attempted any form of diet change. I remember one time when Joe decided that he was allergic to gluten and went gluten-free for a little while, and I made fun of him every single day. I took pictures of myself eating gluten and sent it to him.
but it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing that he did, and we should be supportive. But here I am, Matt. I'm mad at you.
You're an asshole.
Well, I am. I am. There's no getting around it. I am a fuck up. I'm a retard. I'm an asshole. I'm all of the pieces of shit.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, because I feel like
probably,
you know,
will live a little longer though if I keep going on this high blood pressure, high cholesterol body that I got going on.
But is going vegan really living, Travis? That's the argument that I would make.
I mean, you see a lot of people talking about all the things you can eat, you know, meatless or vegan, really. And I've tried it actually for weeks at a time. where I've even made like my own like vegan pizzas and vegan pastas and things. And
just so you guys know, not vegan, just not eating meat.
Man, what's the difference?
That's a big. I'm still like fucking. I'll put sour cream on anything.
Matt, is fish
cheese.
Meat? Is fish meat? It's not.
The only meat that I have had is fish. I had some sushi.
Then you're not vegan then.
Hey, you're a really shitty vegan, Matt.
I'm not. I mean, it was imitation crab meat in the sushi, but
that's not.
Some sort of pressed fish.
I'm pretty sure that's like soy.
Yeah, I think they put like some sort of weird.
There's like cod or haddock or something that they compress into that, and then they spray paint it pink to make it.
You know, Travis, I've been listening to you on the past couple episodes, and I.
How does audio sound?
His audio sounds the same that it has for years. Weird, oddly enough, knowing that you made such a great investment in the board. But I kind of know, and I felt a lot of that like angst and maybe anxiety that you've been going through, and I kind of hit this like ultimate low, and that's when I made that decision. I was like, I'm not going to eat meat anymore. I'm going to start running. I'm going to start like really making
running. Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You run?
So you're saying that Travis inspired you to hit your bottom?
No, I not inspired me. I just hearing him over the past couple shows is where I felt like that sound is kind of where I was when I made the decisions that I've made. Like, he sounds kind of how I was talking about myself, like just kind of the self-loathing. Like, he was talking about the other day where, you know, it was, he would be in pain just getting up from the couch to go get a snack. And honestly, like, that's kind of where I am, where if I get up, I go, oh, like I'm just in pain.
And we're not old enough for that, right? I mean, it doesn't make sense. That's after that Michael Jai White conversation that we had. I really did start to look at a few things and have slowly been trying to put together a change plan because, you know, that guy's 50 years old and looks badass. Right. And I'm 37 and I have high blood pressure and high cholesterol and so many things. Like I said, the pain and changes need to be made.
Are you deflecting, Travis? Are you not going to tell the story? I want to hear the story.
I think I've talked about it in the past anyway, where, you know, I have like acid reflux where I take like omeprazole every day. If I don't, it feels like my chest's burning and my throat kind of closes up. So I'm like aware of those kind of chest pains. I also like kind of suffer from anxiety that I've had a hard time getting under control, which also creates like sorts of chest pains, like tightness of the chest and heavy breathing, fast breathing. And I kind of know how to deal with that, or at least know that it's not something severe that is going to put me down. So I'm just aware of those particular chest pains, even though every time I have an anxiety attack, I feel like I'm having a heart attack, even though I know exactly what it is.
Right.
But yesterday, out of nowhere, I was feeling no particular anxiety. I wasn't feeling off. I was just having a conversation with a guy at work about internet, of all things, and I got like this severe, sharp shooting chest pain that I had never felt before, and it kind of put me down. I was like, what the hell was that? So I started taking a couple of walks around. I started getting the sweats, and I know like the anxiety that I do have when I feel things like that, my mind immediately goes in a bad direction. But I tried to talk myself down and do the breathing that I usually do, but I started to get like those sharp shooting chest pains more often, and they became more frequent until the point where I mean, it was happening for like three and a half hours until I finally was like, this is not something I've felt before. These are chest pains I've not experienced before, and I need to go and like get a medical professional to like make sure I'm cool, you know? So I had my wife come pick me up from work and take me into the walk-in clinic at one of our hospital doctor's clinics. And they ran me through the gamut of tests. I had EKG and chest x-rays and all of those types of things. He assured me it was not my heart and was probably just a different effect of like the reflux or the GERD that I suffer from, and that the omeprazole that I take every day might just not have done its job that day. So they gave me like a anti-inflammation shot in my hip that felt like they were pouring like lava in my veins. Made me drink this disgusting shit, like a GI tract cocktail.
Did it make you poop?
No. They did take blood and ran those tests and everything.
The doctor was like, oh, your heart's your problem? All right, drop the drawers. I got to stick a finger up your asshole.
Yeah, what's up there? We got to see what's going on. So it's not my heart, but he was remarking on my high blood pressure and massive heart rate, which I said... I'm here because I feel like I'm having chest pains I've never felt before. Do you think my blood pressure is going to be low? You know? But he assured me it wasn't that, and it was probably just inflammation in my chest from the reflux. So,
yeah.
I'm telling
you. Shit's scary, dude. And it's kind of like you, as you get older, you can see the people around you and even family members. Like, my dad has been going through a ton of health problems. And seeing all of that, it's like I'm headed that way. So I don't even know if you are, you see that in your family, but it kind of freaks you out, man.
Oh, it definitely does. And I do see it, and I see it in people who live a lifestyle like I currently live.
Oh, yeah.
Inactive and just eat shit all the time.
Well, see, Travis, and that's why I need Matt, because Matt validates my shitty behavior. Like, buddies who also eat shitty. And so, like, it's okay. Because I know other people who I can bond with about all the new burgers that the burger places have.
I'm still with you, buddy.
Thanks, drunk. I still got you. As long as I got drunk, I'm okay.
The thing about it, too, is like it's hard for me to surround myself, especially in this area and in Wisconsin in particular, with anybody who wants to like my wife is pretty healthy. Like, she exercises a lot every day.
Is she vegan? But she's...
No, she still likes to eat shit, though. You know, like, so we always have snacks in the house. We always have brownies. If I say something, but like, she was very nice on Sunday. I was like, man, I should have got some brownies. She whipped me up some brownies. Like, so what she likes, she still likes to eat the garbage I like to eat, but she's like very active and in shape and healthy.
Well, and she probably has, a little bit of moderation. Like, she can eat one brownie square, where it's like me, I have to eat a tray just to feel.
Right, okay. They're there. Why wouldn't I have at least two?
Right.
Yeah, like we bought a cookie cake, and Laura had two pieces of cookie cake spread out throughout a day, and I ate the rest of it.
I mean, that's the way I am with fast food, and always have been for probably about 12 years, where it's like, if I'm having a bad day, let me get some fucking, two double cheeseburgers, 20 chicken nuggets, I run the gamut of the menu. If I'm having a great day, I reward myself with fast food. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, I don't know, man. It's bad. It's bad shit.
It is bad. And, the thing is, I can fall back on a couple of times in my life. Like, even there was a time last year, early in the year, where I did start to, I got back on the treadmill, and I did moderate some of the shit that I ate, and I started dropping weight. And then I just got bored of it. And I remember how good this shit tastes and how great it is to sit on the couch. Yeah. And then there was a few years back where it was the same, where I was really getting in shape and I felt great. But then I think I tweaked my back.
That's all it takes.
And I couldn't get back on the treadmill. And then I just went back to my sedentary lifestyle, eating shit and drinking.
That's what always happens with me. It's like, I get a cold and that knocks me out for a few days. And then my knee's kind of sore, so I don't do it. And then the excuse after the excuse. And
I'm feeling better. It's time to go get some tacos.
Right. Yeah. Nurse yourself back to health with a milkshake.
Speaking of fast food, I got that Cholula Buttery Jack from Jack in the Box today.
What's a Cholula?
It's like hot sauce.
It's a cheeseburger with
hot sauce. It's one of my favorite hot sauces. I love Cholula.
Yeah.
Matt, he said, hey, Mike, you know what I had for dinner the other night? My wife made me some cauliflower with buffalo sauce on it. Some buffalo sauce cauliflower baked in the oven. And I was like,
it's not really good.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of this. Went and bought some cauliflower, made my own cauliflower buffalo stuff. We dipped it in some ranch dressing. Didn't like it.
Did you at least have some cheese on there?
Wait, hold on. Did you bake it? Did you put like a batter around
it? I did, Matt. I followed the recipe to a T. And you know what? It was fine. Just wasn't my thing, Matt. You know what I'd rather have?
Chicken.
Cheeseburger.
Chicken. It's really
time,
good.
Mike, every time I'm eating this, I always think to myself, I would rather have whatever else it is. But, again, you know, the only thing is if I'm eating
a pound of cauliflower, it's got to be better than
a pound of chicken wings.
It definitely is. You know, there when I do monitor what I'm eating, I'll make like the biggest salad that you've ever seen in your life, where it's like this giant bowl just filled with everything you could possibly think of and a little bit of chicken and like a bunch of ranch dressing. And I figure it out and it's like that salad that like made me so full I want to be sick was probably about 200 to 300 calories.
I got a salad at McDonald's the other day, but had a big ass piece of fried chicken on it.
You went to McDonald's and got a salad?
Yeah, you know, I was browsing the app.
You're a clown.
See, now Matt's he's encouraging me to try drunk. And so, you know, I get my fried chicken salad from McDonald's, you know. I'm really making big strides.
Bring a salad from home. Why go buy a salad?
Had a whole
from
shitload of bacon on it and
yeah.
And eggs, and it was...
That's the thing. You could buy all the ingredients for that. You probably spend... You could probably get, like, 17 salads that size for the same amount of money that you bought that one for.
Yeah, but then I gotta, like, bring it and, like, put it in the fridge, and then I can't leave. And, you know, I like to leave for my lunch break.
There's also something fun about just going to a McDonald's.
Yeah, having somebody, you know, it's an experience.
Did you go to the play place, Mike? Did you go
no,
down
the all the McDonald's now look like maximum security prisons. They're all like a dark gray. They have like windows only at the top. They're very strange looking. All the McDonald's now, I don't know what they're doing. They're doing a whole thing, the McDonald's.
Mike, I found myself, I don't even know why I did this. For a long time, I have this, when I'm driving to work, there's an exit that I get off of, and there's a McDonald's right across the street from a Dunkin' Donuts. So for a while,
can vegans eat donuts?
What's that?
Can you eat a donut?
Okay. I'm not, I could, I don't eat donuts. Anyway, I drink a lot of Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
They do have the good coffee.
But I got on this kick for a while where I stopped drinking Dunkin' Donuts and was drinking McDonald's coffee. And the guy at the McDonald's, he kind of got to know me. He would see me. He would recognize me, and he would ask me questions. And then I got off of the McDonald's coffee, and I went back to Dunkin'. And so this one particular day last week, I got my Dunkin' coffee, but then I went through the drive-thru of the McDonald's, and I got myself an egg and cheese biscuit.
Why didn't you just get an egg and cheese muffin from Dunkin' Donuts?
I hate the egg at Dunkin' Donuts. I think the egg is really disgusting there, and I really wanted a biscuit.
Bland.
They don't have biscuits at Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm upset with Dunkin' Donuts because they got rid of the steak, egg, and cheese bagel, which was my shit.
Yeah.
I no longer have that.
But when I went through the drive-thru, I came up to the window, and it's the guy that, you know, always took my order, and I felt a little shame, so I covered up my Dunkin' Donuts coffee that I just bought. And, you know, I just ordered my egg and cheese biscuit. And when I got to the window, he goes, "Hey, what happened to the coffee?" And for whatever reason, I don't even know why, I lied to him. And I said, "I'm trying to quit coffee." I don't even know why I lied to him about it.
You're afraid of making him feel bad?
Yeah, I have no idea why. I just, the lie came out. And he goes, "Oh, well, I mean, if you're trying to diet, coffee could be the worst thing that you're trying to quit." And I'm like,
oh, shit.
Oh, no.
That's right.
And now if you go to get McDonald's coffee like next week or something, then he'll think that you're cheating.
Of course.
Or he'll think maybe that you took his advice and be like, "Yeah, I'm getting back on the coffee."
So I said, I just can't drink so much caffeine. And then I honestly like said bye and I sped up and then I left my card with him, so he had to come back to the other window. I didn't know what to do.
You had to get away with it from him before he noticed your Dunkin' receipt.
Dunkin' coffee. Yeah, I don't even know why. Like, it was such a stupid, like, who's this fucking guy? I don't care if he knows that I bought Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Matt.
Yeah.
I am mad at you, but it's a good thing that you're doing. It is. Don't listen to my verbal jabs, Matt. You do you, man.
If I die in a car accident next week, it'll be like, "Dude, why'd you, you know?"
Right.
What a waste of time.
Yeah, there's so many other ways you could die.
Yeah.
You could walk to Subway every day.
Like, I've had, like...
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Drunk. I could walk to Subway every day and, you know, molest little kids. It'd be great.
Like, you know when you go to bed at night and you lay down and close your eyes and, like, you just, like, run through all the scenarios of, like, ways you could die? The one that's been getting me lately is, like I bend over and my head gets caught in something. And, like, my head gets smashed. That's the one that I keep coming back to now, is my head getting smashed.
I feel like you wouldn't feel that so much.
But that second when you realized, oh, shit, my head's about to get smashed.
Yeah, even if it's like a slow squeeze.
Yeah, that's the one I've been on lately. You know, I just lay in bed at night and close my eyes and, like, think of, like, all the ways I'll probably die. Like, you know, don't wear seatbelts too often. I should.
Why do you think these thoughts, Mike?
I don't know. And I have a lot of anxiety. My shoulders always hurt because I don't sleep. It's all bad. It's all bad.
You know what'll help with that?
What?
Weed.
Is that what I need?
Weed is not a great thing for anxiety. Let me give you that straight away. Because if you're already in your head about something and you smoke a little weed, I'll tell you the holes that your brain will go down will leave you breathless in their nightmarish fucking scenarios.
Matt, is it okay for vegans to smoke weed?
Yeah, I guess.
You know what is not okay for vegans to do?
What?
Get a tattoo.
What?
Really? Yeah. Huh.
That ink is usually made out of, like, cow fats and whatnot, animal parts.
Drunk, what we're going to do? Going to take
just
a break.
Made of cow phalluses.
fats, not phalluses.
This is before it goes to be made into burgers. They just whack those dicks off and make fucking tattoos.
Before you give me that tattoo, is that that got the cow dick in it?
Hey, is that from the mid? I only like Midwest cow dick ink.
Right.
Guys, we're gonna take a break.
Cow dick in my tattoo ink. Okay,
we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna talk to the mind artist. You know, he does a. Telepathy and meditation and shit. Maybe he can help us. What do you think?
I got some questions for the mind artist.
I bet you do.
Really want to know.
Guys, you like going to the casinos and playing the games, you know, throwing the roulette or the blackjack or whatever you do. I go and I play the penny slots because I'm a rube. Like to see the little pictures of the guys I recognize. I say, oh boy, look, there's a Ghostbuster. We're sponsored this week by the good folks at mybcasino.ag. That's M as in money, Y as in yes, and B as in bravo. They have huge bonuses, give away tons of free spins, and offer every single game you'll find in Vegas, plus many more they don't even have there. You'll get a 200% welcome bonus for signing up with them. So you start playing with a huge bankroll. And best of all, when you win, they have a lightning-fast payout system that guarantees you'll get your cash quick. Visit Vegas from your couch and try them out today. Go to mybcasino.ag. Use special code WFOD so they know we sent you. Mybcasino.ag. Try them out today.
Is there any way that you could sort of just zonk me out so that, like, I don't know that I'm at work in here? Could I come home and think that I've been fishing all day or something?
That's really not what I do, Peter. However, the good news is I think I can help you.
Strangely, we like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
Very soon we're going to Mars. You wouldn't have been going to Mars if my opponent won. That I can tell you. You wouldn't even be thinking about it. You wouldn't be thinking about it. My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a war-fighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force.
Space Force!
Here's Drunk with a look at the weather. It's
expect temperatures in the high teens and the likelihood that you will die cold and alone earlier than you had hoped, and well before you were able to spend all the money you paid into Social Security. Your weekly forecast is cold, 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 and still not realizing your dreams or potential. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Want something and you call, then I'll come running to fight, and I'll be at your door when there's nothing worth running for, when your mind's made. Your mind's made up. There's no point trying to change it. When your mind's made up. When your mind's made up. There's no point trying to stop it. You see, you're just like everyone. When the shit wanna do is run away and hide all by yourself. When there's fall, there's nothing else. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to change it.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a mentalist, hypnotist. Looks like he does some magic stuff. The mind artist David Dean is on the program. David, are you there?
Yeah, Mike. Great to speak with you. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty great. Drunk's here with me. We also have Travis and Matt on the line. David's website, it has a lot of stuff. He says that he does telepathy and telekinesis and meditation and memory training and hypnosis. He does all kinds of stuff. He's a well-rounded guy.
Well, Mike, I call myself the mind artist because I basically give educational workshops and shows about the power of the mind. So that's a huge topic, of course. If you broke it down into the categories, it would be hypnosis, mentalism, which are different types of demonstrations of the power of the mind, and it over branches with spirituality. So as a guru also, because you're seeing lots of different subjects, hybrids kind of coming together now in this digital age, and I'm the same way. So I call the name of the site and of my work is The Mind Artist, and I travel and work teaching, entertaining, and demonstrating people with the power of the mind.
I saw you bending spoons.
You saw my video. Sure. So that's a telekinesis. That's something that I do live, and I also teach. I give workshops. And it's different. Usually what will happen is when somebody sees a show, they'll ask if they can learn, how they can learn. And that started, I used to actually give workshops to kids, and because I would do a lot of that stage of my career, I would do a lot of assembly speaking. So come in, demonstrate hypnosis, demonstrate telekinesis, talk about how it works, what's the background behind, what's the science behind it, and we started doing different experiments and doing workshops. And actually, it was interesting, Mike, because children have a higher success rate than adults.
That's probably so, because they aren't bogged down with all the like bullshit of living, right? They're like a fresh palate.
I think there's a lot to that for sure. I mean, and also there's at the end of every one of my videos and the saying I'm kind of known for is, if you believe it, it's real. That has lots of different interpretations. But for children, they do not necessarily realize that they're breaking, quote unquote, the laws of physics. So for them, because they do believe it, it becomes real. They can do it. I've had adults do it. Now, I'll tell you, most people who come to a workshop will definitely feel the energy. They'll definitely be able to attempt telekinesis. I would say the small percentage actually can bend, if you have 1,000 people, right? Usually the workshops aren't that large. Usually like 100 people, you'll get between 2 to 3 people who actually can bend a fork or bend a spoon, or actually have an object move. But then you'll have well over 50% who can actually feel the energy. And because if you've never done it before, some people have messed around with different forms of spirituality, and they can actually awaken that inner energy field in themselves. So telekinesis is one of the more fascinating ones. Now, the problem with telekinesis, if you see videos, you see it and you think it's not real. It's one of those things that it kind of has to be experienced live.
I thought that it was kind of like, you know, like a fun visual to get people in the door, and then you kind of do kind of like a you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be kind of thing. Is that sort of on the right track, or am I way off?
Well, I mean, what I do is I demonstrate the different abilities of the mind, the abilities that I think that we all have, that for one reason or another we have not cultivated. So, for instance, in a workshop of mine and in a show of mine, I will actually demonstrate all the different abilities. So it's true that not everyone will be able to do all the abilities. Telekinesis has the advantage that it's visual. It's very strong. However, it has a disadvantage that people, you know, it's kind of spooky. People get scared. They, when they understand, no, this guy, what he's doing is real. No, you can do it. And when I do it with their key or with their object, it's very strong. I mean, I've met people, had normal conversations, talked about what I do. We'll talk about hypnosis. We'll talk about the mind's different abilities, a lot of spirituality. But if the subject moves to telekinesis, of course, it's one of those things. If you say you can do it, people are like, all right, show me, you know? So you can't really back down from that. Yay, you guys are in the show me state. So, you know, it's totally a show me thing.
Right.
By the way, I didn't know you were in St. Louis, but I went to watch you years ago, and it's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful state. I miss it a lot. I travel a lot, but I haven't been back there for a while.
David, we didn't tell you were from St. Louis. Ooh.
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, you told him? Well, I thought
Mike, you idiot.
I've been duped.
Now?
David, the one that got me was you said that you do you teach people how to do self-hypnosis. Does that mean like you can teach me to convince myself to be less of a garbage person? My friend Matt here, he just recently went vegan. I eat a ton of fast food. I eat it all the time. I eat so much fast food, and I want to be more like Matt. But you know, it's hard because it tastes so good, Dave. I want it. I go to get healthy options, and I see that burger, and I order it.
And by the way, the most common question for hypnosis and for self-hypnosis, well, most common is smoking. Second most is some form of eating and controlling your eating habits. But that's what happens. It's amazing. We can tell ourselves, no, I'm not going to eat junk anymore. And before we know it, you know, we're shoving down Cheetos or whatever it is we're eating because it's already formed as a habit. Any kind of self-improvement, any kind of self-change has to be habitual, right? It has to be at the point where you yourself, I mean, that's the conversation we have. I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to eat this. And then after you're finished eating, like, oh my God, what did I just do? And in that moment, when you're shoving food down your throat or my throat or whoever does it, you're literally not there, right? Your body's the mechanisms of the body have taken over.
I'm a burger so, ghost.
You're a what?
I'm a burger ghost.
You got a burger.
You know what? You might be a burger a burger poltergeist. That's a new one on me, and I run in some strange circles, but that's awesome. But, you know, you used to have a place years ago. By the way, it was called the Fat Calf. It was downtown St. Louis. Oh my God, I used to eat there all the time. Yeah, everyone has a thing. Everyone has. So for instance, let me talk to you about self-hypnosis. It's a good point because hypnosis is just another one of those categories. A lot of people are interested. A lot of people want to know about it. However, they're scared. They've seen a lot of films where people become zombies and they become under your control. And it's not at all like that. All hypnosis is a form of communicating with the subconscious. It's a form, it's like a surgery for the mind. Now, self-hypnosis is interesting because, again, people are scared. So if you can learn how to actually reprogram your own habit, wow, all the better. And the techniques for it, I mean, some of them are known, coming from visualization, coming from you actually believing this thing. But if I explain it to you, Mike, you'll understand. There's a loophole for hypnosis. The way hypnosis works is based on one fundamental truth, which is that our bodies do not know the difference between something that is real and something that's imaginary. So it's really important, and I'm going to repeat it. That means our bodies do not understand the difference between a thought that is real or a thought that is imaginary. What that means is if you want to right now, you can start thinking about something that scares the hell out of you, and guess what? You're actually physically going to respond. And in the same way, you can do that with something that makes you feel happy, to make yourself feel good. So that's the loophole, right? When you think of something, if you think of it with enough imagination, with enough feeling, your body believes it. And what hypnosis done, when it's done properly, is it uses that, but in a positive sense. You give your mind an experience that is not real. Of course, it's artificial hypnosis. However, your body believes in it being real. So just think about that. Your body thinks it's had the experience of picking up that your burger, you said a burger culture, guys, right? So your body has the experience of your mind, excuse me, has the experience of picking up a burger, bringing it to your mouth and saying, no, I don't want that.
I think what you're describing is that scene from Hook. You remember that scene from Hook, Travis, when all the guys, they make a big table full of food and it's not really there.
Oh, and they're imagining eating like those big turkey legs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Oh,
it's like Hook.
Like that in the sense that, look, here's the equation. It's thought. Time to motion equals reality, right? So if you can have a thought, but you don't have any feeling behind it, it's not going to do too much. So if hypnosis is done properly, you actually convince yourself the experience is real. Again, your body reacts. Now, that's important because if everything has to become habit in order for it to become real in your life, if you really, really want to stop eating burgers, you could do that if you could develop the habit. A great analogy is the gym, right? You know, there's a point if you try to start going to the gym at the beginning, it's a chore. You force yourself. You hate it. But then there's a point in any habit. Maybe it's after a week. Maybe it's after 3 weeks. Where instead of pushing yourself, you feel like you're being pulled and you want to go. And that's really when you start to, that's, you know, when you have it in habit form, then it really becomes real. So all hypnosis is a shortcut instead of actually having those experiences, tricking yourself into believing you have those experiences, and then your mind forms a neural pathway. Your mind... Go ahead.
So I feel like that. So like thought plus emotion equals reality. Is that why I am convinced that I had sexual relations with Kate Upton like 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, I mean, your case is very serious, you know.
Yeah, that sounds pretty wild.
I like Travis. I'll be honest. I'm a skeptic. I don't really go down these little rabbit holes of telekinesis or.
Well, it's all hypnosis. Up in the air now that you're a vegan.
Yeah, well, veganism falls right into play with all of that. You know, it's definitely telekinesis, veganism, hypnosis. It's all magic.
You know, you mean. Make sense.
But I like that you're saying, and what it you know, is that you're at least being honest. That it sounds like, listen, hypnosis is kind of real if you want it to be real. It's like, all right, well, religion is real if you want it to be real, or all of this shit is kind of real if you want to. If you want it to be real, you just have to accept it.
Everything, if you believe it is real. So you use the word magic. I personally don't use that word. You won't find the word, because when you use that word, people think tricks.
Right. The salesman doesn't say you get something for free. He says you get it at no charge. That's just a diversion.
No. It's not about tricking someone. It's about there's a beautiful quote. It's from Francis Bacon, which says, wonder is the seed of knowledge. Wonder is the seed of knowledge. So if you think about that, just the idea that something is real is enough to actually create that thing. And I believe that. So I call myself the mind artist, because these are arts of the mind. It's not about tricking people or fooling people. It's not about those things. You know, you're in St. Louis, and Washington University, 1979, I got a grant from McDonnell Douglas for $500,000. They were the first university to actually attempt to do serious studies on telekinesis. Now, telekinesis, you happen to pick the subject that is the most far out there, kind of the ones I do. It's the one for some people that's the most difficult for some people to believe. Other people have no problem believing it. So it's fascinating for me to see, like, people from different backgrounds, what they believe and what they don't believe, and why they believe those things. And by the way, it's very good to be a skeptic. It's smart to be a skeptic. We're all skeptics. I mean, if you tell me you can do something, all right. Like, again, show me. I want to see it. So that's a big issue for me, because you see something on a video, it looks like it's a trick. But however, we're living in a digital age. Now, people who meet me live, and I accept all challenges, and although I don't like that, that's a bad conference. It's not about confronting someone. I mean, some people know me as a hypnotist. Other people know me in the spiritual sense as a guru. Other people know me as a mentalist. Sure, when you're talking about mentalism, you're talking about a show, no question. When you're talking about something like spirituality, which is a term that is very different for different people, all that's about is learning how to turn off the ego, turn off the thoughts in our head, and reach a point where we reconnect with the childlike. If you think of a child for the first 3 years of their life before you had a memory, you know, you were alive, but a child is completely involved in awareness. It's not judging. It's not thinking. The ego has not yet formed. And if we as adults can go back into that, that's what meditation is all about also. If we can go back into that state, if we can stop thinking even for a second, which is very difficult. If you want, I can show you how to do it right now. Just for a few seconds, stop thinking. You reach a very peaceful state. So actually, let's do an experiment all together. And I encourage everyone listening to try this. Just this is a little trick, but you'll feel the power behind it. So I'm going to count to three. And when I do, I'd like everyone just to ask yourself a simple question. And the question you're going to ask yourself is, what will my next thought be? What will my next thought be? So on the count of three, you're just going to wait a second and just watch and observe what your next thought is, okay? On one, two, three. Now, are you there?
I had no thought whatsoever.
Your mind went blank for a second, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when your mind goes blank, that is what spirituality is. I explain this to you because you're a skeptic, because you are right. There's a lot of crazy stuff out there. There are a lot of people who are confusing a lot of things. But that's all we're talking about. We're talking about getting to the Zen state, getting to the Buddhist state, getting to the state where you're still conscious, you're still alive, but guess what? The stream of constant thinking about worrying about today and tomorrow and how I'm going to do this and that, stop for a second. And in that point, if you think about also, like, if you think about something like sports is a good example. These things are all kind of hypnotic trances, sports, dancing, sex, all these things. I mean, those are moments in time where you're so involved in an activity. It's called zoning, right? You hear the term zoning. You should, think of a hockey player or something. Hockey player scores a goal. They say, hey, how did you do it? They don't know. I don't know what I did. They have to see the replay. Because they're so involved in the moment, they're not thinking. And that's all, I mean, that's all that spirituality is at its core. Learning how to turn off the mind.
Well, and I'm completely on board with that. Matt's over there being a skeptic, but I dabbled in meditation a little bit a few years ago, and truthfully, I've never been more at peace back when I was able to actually get myself in that blank state. I am not able to do that at this point, and I need to revisit that. And a clear mind really does do wonders, even if it's for, you know, a short period of time each day. It does make a huge difference.
It's a shocking thing. Did you meditate? How long did you meditate for?
Not long. I couldn't keep myself out of my own head for more than 5-10 minutes. I do remember, and I will always remember it. I had an empty house and was able to sit and meditate. And I think a good half an hour had passed. And I had taken myself and I had pictured a scene at night where I was walking down a path towards some water, towards a dock, and I was able to feel the feelings of what my mind was picturing. And that half hour went so fast. And when that half hour was done, I had never been more relaxed in my adult life.
I can't even read 3 pages of a book. I can't even sit down and read 3 pages of a book. I freak out and I got to get up and go do some laundry or something.
Why? Because when you start to read, what happens?
I start thinking about 100 things, and you know, I can't sleep, Dave. I lay in bed and I think of like getting hit by buses and stuff. It's all bad over here, Dave. It's a bad scene.
listen. But you're not alone. Most people cannot stop thinking even for a second. I mean, to break that constant chain. I mean, meditation is very challenging because the second that you say, okay, now I'm going to start thinking, and you're sitting there in all these positions. By the way, all that stuff is meaningless. I mean, it has ritual. It has a lot of history to it. But I think those rituals get in the way. All the best meditation is the mind that can let go. And if you think, let's go back. Let's try to keep things as practical as possible. You're listening to a song. You're watching a great movie. That's a form of trance. But what's happening there is you're so involved in, you know, in the movie or the song or whatever it is you're doing, your mind naturally gets, your attention is diverted into that object. And that's why you feel better. Of course, you feel better a little bit because of the content, but much more because you're giving your mind a break. And I heard before you were talking about anxiety, and it's shocking, but, you know, we are, you know, in Buddhism, they call it the monkey mind. It's just this idea that one thought leads to another. And it's such it's an addiction. We are, as a culture, addicted to thinking. And that's why when people talk about the ego, I mean, now that's very, you're seeing spirituality has come from the West, and like you're seeing it all over the U.S., power of now, thinking of now is the time, all these things. And of course, it's all true in a sense, but when we're talking about the ego, we're not talking about egoic behavior, people or selfish. That's a personality trait. We're talking about letting go of Matt, letting go of Mike, the idea of who you are, just for a second, and it's terrifying in some sense. That is what meditation is like going to the gym and training, like building your muscles up. So you meditate for 5 minutes in the morning, and if you're lucky, you can stop thinking for a few seconds. But just doing that, you go out into the day, and like, I swear to God, your day feels like it's moving in slow motion. And guess what? Suddenly you start to have the same interactions. You go to the radio station, you go to the restaurant, whatever. You see the hamburger that you're going to eat. But somehow everything is kind of happening in slow motion. So just a few tips in meditation, because it is very challenging and there's a lot of confusion about it. Best time to meditate, very first thing in the morning. Even if you're lying in bed and you don't want to get up, those few minutes when you're just before you get up, great time to meditate. Easiest meditation, there's so many.
David, our show is live. We have a chat room going on, and people in the chat room are saying that I need weed. Do you think that
weed,
that
look,
do you think that's what look, I need is some weed?
Look, I'll be very honest with you. Smoked a lot of weed in my life. Weed is
that
weed
that
is
shocks me, David. It shocks me.
Nah, that's funny. But listen, I'll never say anything bad about weed. But all I want you to know is that so if you're talking about weed and you're talking about some, like, if you want to know what hypnosis feels like, kind of feels like being high. By the way, the meditative state feels like being high. That's why the thing about weed is it just gets you there quicker. I mean, you can actually get to that state, but instead of it being, you know, two puffs or whatever it is for you, it might take you 10 minutes to get there. You can get there through breathing. But if you're talking about weed, it does allow somebody to actually understand what we're talking about, because, by the way, what we're talking about now, spirituality, is the core of probably every religion back in its time. It's the core of any kind of great moments in your life. You'll notice, if you go back and think about them, you were talking about sex before, great sex, same idea. Your mind is not there in that moment, right? You're so involved in the activity. I mean, if it's great sex, if it's bad sex, you're thinking too much. So, I mean, but same thing with dancing, same thing with sports. The idea is the best moments in your life, you kind of can get out of your head. And getting out of your head is a skill, man. It's like anything else. You can learn how to do it. I tend to be more practical. Like, I try not to, because in my work, I meet people, you know, with all different types of they use different vocabulary, different vernaculars. One person's saying far out, groovy, crazy stuff. Another person's talking very practical. Some people are talking about God. Some people are being secular. Doesn't matter. You have to look past the words and talking about it. And all they're talking about is your ability to stop thinking for a second. And if you learn nothing else, not you, but your viewers and people listening, you can just cultivate this, which takes about 2-3 minutes in the morning. Excuse me, let me finish. Morning's the best time to meditate, because it will actually help you throughout the day. But the easiest time to meditate is at night, because your mind is tired from whatever worries you've had.
Right. Can you split the difference and just do like a midday one?
I mean, you probably should. You should probably go for
just go right in
three
the middle
times a day. But like brushing your teeth.
Anything's a meditation. Brushing your teeth is a meditation. Eating a hamburger is a meditation. Anything's a meditation.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to ask. You mentioned... you've said the word sex like a few times, 3-4 times.
Great sex.
You said it first, so I.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he also tipped off that we're in St. Louis, too. Matt's a chatty Cathy over
right,
there.
The fantasy of having sex with Kate Upton.
That happened.
It didn't, Travis. It didn't happen.
it didn't even have to hypnotize you, see?
snapped him right out of that one, drunk.
Are you able to use your telekinesis to please a woman?
So you're going there, huh?
Like just with the power
of
his
curious.
Mind?
It's the first thing that I thought of. I was like, man, could I look at my wife across the room and, you know, take care of business with my mind?
I'm going to tell you. In my going out, and then there are situations where people, you know, talk about, you know, it's very normal in the U.S. I lived in Brazil for many years. But in the U.S., it's very normal. What do you do for a living? And, of course, my work is unusual. So people were – sometimes we talk about hypnosis, and that's cool. Sometimes spirituality. But if we get into mentalism and people start asking me, can you do something? And let's say I bend a fork or bend a key or something. Mm-hmm. You would think at that moment that it's like for a woman, it's like a very like, whoa, this guy's got power. And that has happened. It has happened that it turned on a few women. I find more of the time, though, it just scares the bejesus out of them. So, I mean, in terms of my...
I'm not even saying that. Like, you meet a girl. I'm saying let's you know, make sure that we don't have any hashtag Me Too moments. We've got a consenting, sexual partner. Are you able to please them? Like, have you ever had a, like, hey, you sit over there, I'm going to be over here, and then you, like, mind fuck them?
Oh, from a distance, you're saying?
Ooh, I'm just saying, yeah, like, you lay there, and I'm over here, and wop, 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 wop.
Well, Mike, I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Okay. I mean, I think if you bend the spoon, I mean, I could maybe stimulate.
What it does is, it to be honest, it kind of, as long as we're on this track, the talk has degenerated level.
That's what happens.
I will say that the ability to bend a fork is very similar to sexually for a man. His ability to finish, and then he needs a little time to recuperate, let's say.
Yeah.
So let's take it in the same way. So what frequently happens is I'll bend something and say, oh, do it again. I'm like, I need a little time to recuperate.
Right.
That is very similar. Like, you can't do like 30 things. That's literally how it goes down. The other thing that I've noticed is that it this is a very personal, but when I do it, it could raise expectations a little high in the woman's mind sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk about telekinesis because I know we're here. Telekinesis, when I teach it, there's only three steps to it, and I'll tell you the three steps. The first step is the ability just to actually feel your inner energy field. And for a lot of people, they've never felt that before. And if you ever feel it, your body kind of lights up from the inside. Think of like a Christmas tree, how it, with all the little lights going on, but it feels like that from the inside. It starts to glow. You'll start to feel your body literally light up. And if you've never done this before, it's a shocking thing. Oh, you haven't done that. Okay. So, I mean, I can have you feel it right now. Or at least we can attempt it. And then when you feel that, plug me in. So listen, I can only do this if you're willing to, but so if you can just even right here, close your eyes.
All right.
And anyone who's listening can do the same thing. And what you're doing is you're basically, let me give you the easiest way of doing this. Okay. So close your eyes now. Your eyes are closed. And I want you to hold out, let's say, your left hand, palm up. All right. So your eyes are closed. Make sure you're holding nothing in your left hand. And now I want you to try to feel your left hand with your left hand without touching anything. I want you to feel it from the inside.
Okay.
Wait.
I feel it.
What?
What you'll start to feel first is in your palm, in the base of your palm. It's almost like a little, how do you say it in English? You say formiguinha in Portuguese. Like a little, like your hand lighting up. You start to feel like little friction. You feel your feeling your skin from your inside. Your fingers will start to move ever so slightly. And what you're doing is you're activating.
My hand is tired from holding it open.
Oh, so you put it down on the table, whatever's in front of you.
Yeah.
But keep it palm face up, okay?
Hands. And then I have fat fingers, Dave.
That's why you went vegan.
Basically, what you want to do is bring your attention away from this conversation just for a moment and into your hand. And that's a very difficult thing to describe. For some people, it's like diving into your body. It's like a very peaceful thing. It's like diving into your hand from the inside. It's like if you could take whatever energy that's being used to speak now or to think about your next response.
I don't know that this will work because
might not work now because you're working, but people at home will be able to feel it.
I'm going to try radio station.
First of all, it's going to take, if you never did it before, it's going to take about three to four minutes the first time. Do it when you're lying down and just... You're going to feel your body light up, and you'll be shocked when it happens. So that's the first step. And a lot of people who've done yoga are familiar with this. Like for some people, they're familiar with that. Second step is learn how to bring it to different parts of your body. Third step is learning how to actually, because telekinesis is just a transfer of energy. It's taking something on a mental level of thought and making it physical. It's the same idea. Water is a great analogy, right? Water can become ice. It can have a liquid form. It can have a vapor form. And what we're talking about is literally taking that same energy and just changing the form of it. First of all, you definitely have to believe in it. You know, it's not going to be like, you're not going to be moving things like Magneto, like moving things around the room. That's not what we're talking about.
Well, then what the hell are we even doing here?
I know. I really
wanted to move shit like Magneto.
I was hoping to be Magneto, Travis. This whole thing was for
naught. Magneto's great, and I condense. If we were there, if I was
David,
there,
Magneto's my favorite. David, he's my favorite. Magneto, I like him a lot.
Oh, well, Magneto's great, wonderful.
Pretty sweet too.
Yeah,
wonderful character. I get a little Magneto. Some Magneto comments every once in a while.
And by the way, father figure. You know, I mean, apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Well, the mind artist, sometimes I describe it to people, and I say it's kind of like a mixture between Magneto and Professor Xavier, kind of a thing.
Oh,
I mean, do not mix those two. That is bad news. That almost signified an apocalypse for all of the X-Men.
Oh, Travis, what was that one we got from that PR guy the other day? It was The Shape of Water meets Get Out.
You don't want to cross those two streams.
Yeah,
the ghost level
is
oneness of those things.
The thing is, my biggest disadvantage is the things that I do, they don't translate well if you don't see them live, because of course people are going to think tricks or illusions.
And where can they find information about seeing you live?
You go out on tour, you got dates.
Absolutely. I'm working all the time. I do shows. Let me explain what I do. I do a lot of work online also. So I do workshops online, do webinars online. I do hypnosis on the phone and online. I do live shows and workshops all around the U.S. and other countries, but mainly the U.S.
And all that info is on themindartist.com, right?
Mike, I'm going to, later on, when you give me the interview, I retweeted them on all my social media following. So my handling is always the same, all together, The Mind Artist. Website is themindartist.com. On YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's always The Mind Artist. You'll find me if you Google me. And, you know, I encourage anyone who's listening to ask any questions. You asked some really great things. We touched on a lot of different subjects. And I want to thank you for just a great interview and just wonderful to talk to both of you guys.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Before we let you go, I have one last question for you.
Oh, great!
And this question is, if you had to choose between the big three, Wendy's, Burger King, or McDonald's, one would you go to?
Wendy, Burger King. Or McDonald's.
Well, yeah. Burger King is out. Burger King's off.
No, they're all bacon cheeseburgers. Okay. They're all bacon cheeseburgers. The problem with Burger King is they put the mayo on it. I don't like mayo on a burger. Like mayo on a burger.
Right there.
I haven't been to Wendy's for years. Basically, I'm like into burger, definitely cheddar bacon burger, but the bun is very key. Like I find in a lot of times, like the old days, we used to get nice burgers. These days, the buns are too spongy. So I would say out of those three, I mean, I guess I'd go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
It always wins, Matt. In the end, it always wins.
What?
Familiarity.
Hey, over 1 billion served. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
that's right.
Listen, I make my own burger over any of those. That's number one.
Well, I mean,
right. Yeah.
Listen, and I want you to next time we talk on the phone, we're going to do phone hypnosis to cure you. I can do hypnosis with you live on the phone.
Oh, that sounds great, David. We're going to cure my burger poltergeist.
Your burger poltergeist, people.
Thanks a lot, David. TheMindArtist.com. Go check him out, all the stuff he's got going on. Damn exciting stuff, if you ask me.
Bye.
And you guys, the best. Anyone who's interested, just sign up for the mailing list, or you friend me on Facebook or any of those things, and you'll see lots of information.
Awesome. Take care, buddy.
Have a good day.
Thanks, David.
Take care, guys. Bye bye.
Travis is drunk. Drunk checked out during that one. He unplugged
his
headphones.
Did he leave your home?
He turned on the hockey game.
Drunk was out. Drunk is a tried and true skeptic. He doesn't buy any of this shit.
He doesn't buy any of it. He was out.
Dreaming of a hamburger, wishing I could watch the hockey game.
Drunk, I'm pretty excited.
Hey, and you did it. You thought it, and you did it.
Because
good job, man.
We have just enough time to play America's favorite game show.
Hollywood Fantasy League.
It's a returning game show that we're playing.
Radiohead or Ambulance?
Travis, no. We are playing America's favorite game show, Travis.
Goo to the butt.
That's right, everybody. We are playing Mass Shooter, or 2018 Dancing with the Stars contestant.
Yes. I welcome this back with open arms.
All right, so none of you cheat. I can't see you, right. So I don't know that you're cheating. But
you'll
if you
be,
cheat,
be able to
it's
hear
not
me,
fun.
Though, because you can hear me typing. So.
Do you think that David would like to know that this is what follows?
So what I'm going to read is a name. The name will either be someone competing on the new season of Dancing with the Stars, right, or someone who has shot lots of people in the last year, mind you. Now, you should know these people, right? If they're a celebrity, you should know who they are. Right. And if they're someone who killed a lot of people in 2017, you should also know who they are, right? So it'll be... Travis, it'll be gross on both ends. Because if you don't know that it's not a celebrity, that's bad. But if you also don't know someone who killed a whole lot of people, that is also bad. You guys got the concept of this?
Yeah, I do. Yes. And I'm going to be just depressed. Let's go.
Okay, a Mass Shooter, our 2018 Dancing with the Stars contestant. Round one, Chris Mazdzer. You got to buzz in.
Star.
A drunk. You are correct. Chris Mazdzer is a luger. He was in the luge in the Olympics. So that's round one.
I was all over the Olympic Channel this year.
Drunk gets the points. All right, you ready for round two, guys? Is everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Josh Norman. Matt.
It's got to be a shooter. He's a mass shooter.
No, Matt. Josh Norman is a cornerback for the Washington Redskins.
Oh, God.
All right. So Drunk is winning 1-0 to negative 1.
Oh, shit. I was muted. I would have got Josh Norman.
Are you guys ready for round three?
Why didn't we play this game with David?
Now, this will either be a Mass Shooter or a 2018 Dancing with the Stars contestant.
What was the first option again?
Jamie Anderson.
Shooter.
No, Drunk.
That's another loser on Dancing with the Stars.
Jamie Anderson is a snowboarder.
Oh, I thought they only let losers on that show.
Okay, so the current score is negative 1-0.
And now you're the big loser.
Did they just pick a bunch of people from the Winter Olympics?
Round four, guys.
Spoiler alert.
Round four of Mass Shooter, our 2018 Dancing with the Stars contestant. Devin Kelly.
Shooter.
Mass Shooter.
Drunk got to that one first.
Mass Shooter.
Drunk. It was a mass shooter. Do you remember Devin Kelly?
I do not.
Devin Kelly killed 26 people in a Baptist church in Texas.
Okay.
Now, wouldn't it be crazy if they actually had a mass shooter on Dancing with the Stars?
All right. Round five. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Mirai Nagasu.
Star.
Drunk, that is a star. That is a figure skater.
See, it is all Winter Olympics Dancing with the Stars. Winter,
yeah, what's going on?
Everybody salsa! Good job, Drunk.
How many rounds are there?
10.
That's it. It's over.
There's 10 rounds, Drunk.
Nope, it's over. Good job, Drunk.
I probably could have made my point in five, but I'm really going to just hammer it home.
The music, I thought, signified the end of the game. Like, hooray.
No, he got a correct answer, Travis.
I thought, he's got three. Nobody can beat him now.
Well, there's still five more.
There's 10 rounds. I can come back.
All right. Here's the next round, guys. James Hodgkins.
That's a mass. Matt. That's a mass killer.
That's definitely a skier from the Winter Olympics.
No, Matt. That's the guy who, you remember the U.S. representative baseball game?
He shot up that softball game.
Yeah, that was James Hodgkins.
I was close. I was so close.
No, you were actually the exact opposite of right. So,
well, you never know. Dancing with the Stars, they might sink that low next season.
But, now, Travis, who would you rather hear more from, this game or David Dean?
Well, I'll tell you, you guys kept interrupting him when I was trying to do the palm thing. I was trying to feel my left hand.
Oh, you were trying to do the palm thing?
I was trying to. I was trying to. I felt a little tingle. I was a little tingle.
Did you dive into your body?
I tried to. I didn't put on my water wings, but I was almost there.
Yeah, Travis Drunk was a big baby during that. He took his headphones off. He unplugged them and plugged them into his phone. So
I'll tell you, in that story, like I legitimately had sunk into a meditation state one time where it was like the most refreshing thing that's ever happened to me.
Listen, I'm not saying anything against meditation, and I think meditation is a good thing to do, but I also think that bending spoons, like seriously, you can bend spoons. You can't do anything else.
Round 8 of Mass Shooter or 2018
already?
Dancing with the Stars contestant.
I think we're at 9.
Right now, Matt has -2, Travis has 0, and Drunk has 2.
How do I have -2 and we're on round 8?
Well, you missed 2. Jenny Finch Daigle.
Star.
Killer.
Softball Murder. Player.
Oh, you know Jenny Finch Daigle? How do you know Jenny Finch Daigle?
Because she plays softball.
She's got three names. She's a murderer.
How do you know softball players, Drunk?
It's just a thing I do.
You Drunk watch softball?
Sure. NBA.
Round 9. Esteban Santiago.
Dancing with the Stars.
Murder. No, Travis. Esteban Santiago, Travis, he killed 5 people in Fort Lauderdale Airport last year.
Well, that's not a mass shooting.
No, actually,
5 people, Travis? That's a good amount of people.
Right, Jack the Ripper killed 5 people in Britain just brags all about him. Shit.
There's people getting shot in Chicago with drive-bys all the time. They don't consider those mass shootings.
No, they do. That's considered a mass shooting.
Now, Drunk.
Well, why don't they talk about that ever?
You're already statistically the winner, so don't answer this.
I'm already
one.
In the positive.
Right now, we want to see if Matt or Travis can.
I want to know why Matt didn't get that, dude, that Price is Right, You're a Loser song sound every time.
The last round, guys. Arike Ogunbowale.
It'd help if you could pronounce their names correctly.
That also, yeah,
Arike
I agree.
Ogunbowale.
I'm going to say he's a star.
I'm going murderer.
Travis.
Yeah.
Arike Ogunbowale is a college basketball player. Congratulations, Travis. Everybody salsa!
I'm the man.
Did you like my game, Drunk? You didn't like
it. I enjoyed it, absolutely.
You weren't on board for any of this show, were you?
I answered the most questions right. How did you? How can you say that I was not on board for that last
Drunk,
part?
What do you want to talk about?
Your mom.
I mean, you didn't like the mind artist. You didn't like the game.
I enjoyed the first half hour talking about how fat we were.
That was fun for you. Yeah. You're not going to be here next week. You're taking a vacation.
I am on vacation. I'm on vacation.
Where are you going?
Road tripping to Vegas to see my buddy who lives down there.
You're so money.
Doesn't it seem like Drunk is going to Vegas a lot lately?
We weren't. He's so money. He didn't even know it.
We weren't originally going to do that. We were going to go to like Niagara Falls and Boston and Maine.
Oh, but, you could have come visit me.
But Boston and Maine pushed their recreational from January to June.
So now we're
going to Nevada instead.
Oh, in the chat, Jody says Drunk's turning into Napier. Wow. You miss 1 week and all of a sudden you're Napier. See, wow. The difference between Drunk and Napier is that Drunk does miss a show here and there, but like when Drunk is on the show, he isn't garbage. So,
oh no, I'm garbage. I'm just not complete garbage.
Yeah.
We also do get 1 week heads up before Drunk is not on the show.
Not 8 minutes.
Yeah, I don't say I'm going to Netflix and chill.
Yeah, he's going on vacation, not choosing to watch Netflix with his wife instead of doing the show. So,
I do like that he chose his vacation area where he could smoke the most amount of weed.
Well, it is.
He did that.
It is
his last vacation too. When he went out to Colorado, he was going to go on a like a weed trip, and instead he sat in a hotel room and just smoked weed.
No, last year was Oregon.
Matt.
The year before this is Colorado.
Do you want to convince anybody of your vegan lifestyle? Is there anything that you have that you want to get out there into the world?
Listen, I'm an addict. I like to eat food, and I am just trying to divert my addiction into a different direction.
So would you say you recommend those?
I decided last week I'm going to go buy a bike, so I think we're on the same page.
Would you say that you recommend those black bean burgers?
It's a burger made of beans?
Yeah, that's what I had when I went out with you that one night.
Oh, when you got the fish menu?
But I didn't get fish. I got a black bean burger.
Black bean burgers are great.
Listen, I need to go in this. I was in urgent care, the walk-in clinic last night for chest pains. And when I went to Walgreens today to pick up the meds that the doctor prescribed me, I drove by Arby's and saw that they had Euros again. So after I picked up my pills, went and got two
Arby's Euros are so good.
Euro. They are so good.
Oh, and they're two for six. I love them.
They're 2 for $6, and that's what I did. Last night. And
don't get the beef or the turkey because those are garbage. Oh, you want the traditional.
See, I like the traditional, but I also like the beef and the turkey. See, that's the problem is I like the traditional the best. But I also like those other ones. I wish it was 3 for $6 so that you could get all three. That's the problem. You get 2 for $6, and there's a third one that you can't
get. 4 for $12.
Hey, Matt, I got a joke in the chat room for you. What do you call a vegan with diarrhea?
I saw it.
Salad shooter.
Everybody salsa.
Everybody salsa.
Got that good transition music.
The Friends one?
Yeah.
Give me a transition. It's time for Pick of the Week.
Travis, we didn't do your thing. Are we going to do your thing, or are we going to save that for next week?
No, it's too late. We got to do that throughout the show. Remember, that's we pepper it in throughout the show.
Matt, Drunk's not going to be here next week. You want to fill in?
I'd be honored.
Okay, Matt. Counting on you. And then the week after that, I was thinking maybe you could fill in too.
I mean, what am I doing?
You know, we'll just.
Although, I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but there might be a little treat on Thursday.
Oh.
What are you gonna eat? You're gonna stop by McDonald's, get yourself a burger.
This is my birthday on Friday, guys.
Oh, is it?
Shot!
My birthday.
Everybody.
What's your age again?
23.
You and me both.
He's
you
23
and me both.
For the 10th time, you guys.
Hey, if you think it and you add emotion.
That's true.
Could be true.
All right, Matt, would you say...
Matt, would you... Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Hit the.
Wait, give me my transition.
Oh.
Everybody salsa!
There we go.
All right, Matt, would you say you have a pick of the week?
My pick of the week would be the show Barry on HBO.
Yay!
I love the show. I'm really into it. I think it's really funny and like awkwardly funny. I'm a big fan. So if you haven't checked out Barry with Bill Hader. What's that? Lorne Michaels is producing it or directing it or doing something with it.
Steven Root co-stars.
Ugh, it's so funny.
All right, Travis, would you say that you have a pick of the week?
I like that Drunk's taking charge of the picks of the weeks.
I do too.
of the week is this season of Happen Leonard. As I've mentioned, every time there's a season of Happen Leonard, I'm right on board, and that's typically my peak of the week. Last week, I think the Two Bear Mambo, this season's six-episode arc, wrapped up. And I got to tell you, I'm always happy to welcome those guys into my home. It's on Sundance TV, but you can also watch it on the AMC app if you have access to that. Two Bear Mambo, I'm sure it'll drop on Netflix soon.
Or you can just illegally download it, right, Travis?
No, you cannot, because then they won't make any more of it.
I think I'll just continue to illegally download it.
Oh, good. This will be the last season. Thanks so much for taking one of my favorite shows down.
Drunk a Bud Light Orange. Is that your pick of the week? Me and you were drinking on some Bud Light Oranges.
Well, I was good. My pick of the week.
You didn't do it right. Try it again.
My pick of the week was going to be the Mind Artist. But no, I think I'll make it the Bud Light Orange. It was
either not as bad as you thought they were going to be.
It was tolerable, for sure.
Yep.
Guys, I watched an indie movie that they sent us a screener of. It's called Fear, Love, and Agoraphobia. It has Lori Petty, a tank girl, in it. Watched it. Thought it was pretty good. Figured that should be my pick of the week, so check that one out. Let us know what you think. I think it's going to be on digital this weekend. So
can I do a pick of my next week, too?
Oh, you want to do next week's pick?
Yeah.
Since you're not going to be here?
Right.
Okay.
My pick of the week for next week will be NFL Draft on Thursday. So watch it and have fun.
Oh, like the entry draft?
The entry draft, yes.
Nobody watches that.
Everybody watches that, Mike.
Bullshit. That's why it's 5 days now.
I know, right?
Guys, we'll do it again next week. Matt's going to be there. Drunk won't be. So if you're a fan of Matt, come. If Drunk not being there is a deal breaker, then...
Sorry.
Sorry.
Later.
And, yeah, thanks for hanging out. Oh, boy.
Guns out, funds out.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows on that station. It's always on. It's just, pop it on for a little while. It's good. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website, found at WFODix.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike at WFODix, Travis at WFODix, or Drunk at WFODix if you got something to tell Drunk. You can give us a call also, 636-487-HAND. That is when we are live and when we are not. You can leave us a message. Let us know if you have some little quips, if you have something to say about what we talked about, or if you have something you want us to talk about. Yeah, you know, whatever. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls on Ya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute to the Patreon, it's just patreon.com/WFODix. Toss a buck or two at the guys who do that thing you like. We got stuff on there for you. Exclusives. Exclusives! Yeah. We'll be back next week. We appreciate all of you. Have a good night.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.